Nick and Jake. A nostalgic look back at those halcyon days of the McCarthy era. A journey through literature and history, starring Alan Arkin, Tom Conti, and Ally McGraw. Previously on Nick and Jake, Nick accepted an offer from Albert Camus.
I am delighted to accept your kind invitation to read tomorrow evening at Shakespeare and Company.
Introducing in this episode,
Jean Renoir, movie director, and Yves Montand, movie star. They hope to make a movie version of Nick's gangster novel, Gatsby Le Magnifique. Françoise Sagan, author, Bonjour Tristesse. She flashes a certain smile at Nick, but he's not so certain.
Jazz Notes from Around Town by Francis Poudras. Paris, May the 3rd. Don't forget to dig the magnificent Sidney Bechet as he plays Le Jazz Hot at the Café du Monde. The always appealing Blossom Deary debuts her new ensemble, the Blue Stars, at Caveau de la Huchette. The legendary American pianist Bud Powell just returned to Paris from a series of concerts in Sweden and Denmark, played Monday evening at an emotion-charged evening at Shakespeare and Company, honoring the noted American novelist Nicholas Carraway for his heroic stand against McCarthy like a Roy Cohn. Mr. Powell will be appearing nightly at Le Bar Nègre.
Paris, May 3rd, 1953. Dear Jake, father of contemporary journalism and contemporary of fathers, journalists. We miss you here in the center of the world. Where are you when all the good stuff's going on? You'll have heard of my fantastic dust-up with the unspeakable cone. As your friend Podras would put it, all Paris is talking about L'Affaire Caraway. I'll save the eyewitness report for when I see you in a few days, but suffice to say, it was a novel and not altogether pleasant experience. Well, what is a writer about if not experience? What made it particularly galling was the timing. I was sitting in the Demagogue with Camus, and he was just about to propose. I was like the spinster virgin, fanning myself with yes and yes, rolled up in my tongue, waiting for him to make his declaration. The Camus proposal was an invitation for me to do a reading under his auspices at Shakespeare and Company. But before he could get it said, you know how he hems and pauses, the little rodent Cohn appeared at my elbow and declared me his prisoner. The resulting scandal has made me the unlikely hero of the hour in Paris literary circles, and what was, I'm sure, to have been a modest little event with tea and sandwiches and lemonade escalated into a major event with a full bar and speeches and testimonials and even music. What music? From our friend Mr. Powell, who has just returned to town. Oh, and I read from Trimalchio, and everybody clapped like hell. I could hardly believe some of the notables had turned out. Camus, of course, and Sartre, and de Beauvoir, and Marot. Picasso was there and drew a caricature of me on a napkin that I will have to show you. And even people from the movies.
Monsieur Caraway, may I introduce myself? My name is Jean Renoir. I work in the cinema.
Of course, Jean Renoir, the film director. It's my pleasure.
Have you ever thought of making a film of Trimalchio?
Why, no, I had no idea. I mean, you think it would...
I believe your story is French at heart. That's why Americans have been so slow to recognize its richness. I have begun making notes. We will set the film on the Riviera. How do you like as a title, Gatsby the Magnifique?
It's wonderful. I wish I'd thought of it.
I have already talked to Jean Gabin. He's dying for the chance to play Gatsby. And may I present Monsieur Yves Montand?
Indeed, an honor, Monsieur Carraway.
The honor is mine.
With your blessing, if we have it, Monsieur Montand will play your part in the film.
What, Yves Montand playing me?
A part I would kill to play. Such death, such compassion. Quelle âme tragique, une sensibilité extraordinaire. C'est un homme qui a regardé le destin dans les yeux et le destin lui a fait un clin d'œil.
I was more than a little nonplussed. I could not have imagined this in a million years, and I believe you know as well as anyone. The savoir faire has never been my strongest quality, but I think I managed to maintain a certain amount of equilibrium until...
Mr. Carraway?
Yes, my dear. Would you like an autograph? What's your name?
Françoise Sagan.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Françoise. Let me have your copy
of... I don't want an autograph.
Then what? You're standing very close, Mademoiselle...
Françoise.
How old are you, Françoise?
15, and you are the only writer in this room I haven't slept with yet. I plan to sleep with every important writer in France and then write my first novel before I am 18.
What would your parents say?
My father would be most upset if he knew...
Well, see, that's what I...
I had slept with Sartre.
With Sartre?
He would never approve of my sleeping with Sartre. My father detests ugly people. For him, that means that he takes up with one beautiful, empty-headed mistress after another. But I am different. I like clever people.
You slept with Sartre?
And de Beauvoir. But not together. I couldn't convince them. They really are very bourgeois in their morality, you know. And Camus, and Malraux, and Prévert, and Anouilh, and Genet. He was very strange. And Beckett, even stranger. And Pauline Riage, the strangest of all.
Excuse me a minute, I just... bathroom...
Yes! The perfect spot.
No. I have to go to the... I hid in the bathroom till I could catch my breath and then fell victim to my nervous bladder, so I had to use the facilities anyway. And once I reached inside my fly, darn it, Jake, that old feeling. How could I possibly have enough down there to satisfy someone like Mademoiselle Sagan, even if I were willing to take advantage of a 15-year-old girl? Although I suppose in her case, taking advantage wouldn't really be the issue, would it? So I stayed in hiding until I thought the coast might be clear, and sure enough, when I came out, her attention had shifted to Yves Montand. But as it transpired, that wasn't the worst of it. No sooner was I back in the salon when Simone de Beauvoir bore down on me with wolfish eyes that made young Françoise seem like a hamster. Mademoiselle de Beauvoir, what a pleasant surprise. What do you think of this?
So, the paradigm I've never been able to resist.
But mademoiselle, your hand is...
That classical American specie, the self-made leftist writer.
I'm not all that self-made, honest. Monsieur Sartre, what a pleasant surprise. Come and join us. What do you think of the event? It's been quite a day for me. Quite a day. What's wrong with me, Jake? Oak Park was never like this. Was I married too long? Am I just insecure and naive? Or am I really, as I fear, not equipped the way a man ought to be? I know this is Paris, and I'm a single fellow, and I've gained a certain notoriety, and I should be taking advantage of it. A man has to sow some wild oats, doesn't he? If I'm afraid of not being enough for a woman, better find out on someone with whom it won't matter to me so much if I'm found wanting. Which gives away another secret, doesn't it? There is someone who matters that much, someone totally out of reach to boot. This must all seem so juvenile to you. Anyway, other than that, I've been working. Writing and eating, tearing it up and throwing it up. Oh, and in 2 weeks, Girodias is bringing out a new edition of Trimalchio in his Traveler's Companion series. He's offered me a very handsome advance against royalties, which I may well need, as I don't know how long I'll be keeping my current source of income, which I'll have to tell you about. I suspect you've been wondering. They call it an advance because they promise it long in advance of delivering the check. I expect it'll arrive shortly. Very excited about our trip. Anything I can bring you? Food, money, some of the surplus of women? Your devoted friend, Nick.
Nick and Jake was written and directed by Tad Richards and Jonathan Richards, with music by Dave Grusin. Featured in the cast were Tom Conti as Nick Carraway, Sophie Groussin as Françoise Sagan, Benoît Félix Lombard as Francis Podras, Nathalie Grovin as Simone de Beauvoir, Pierre-Yves Desmonceaux as Jean Renoir, and Lionel Gossard as Yves Montand. Tune in next time to hear Robert Cohn say,
"Show D nothing. I'll handle this."